From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. lawmakers got a rare opportunity to pose questions to the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove the threat from North Korea on Wednesday. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, attended the briefing at the White House.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others, are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Trump and U.S. officials have repeatedly said all options remain on the table to deal with further North Korean provocations. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy strike force led by the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is approaching the east coast of the Korean Peninsula as an additional show of force to North Korea. U.S. military officials are slamming Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish targets in northern Syria, saying Turkey's action on Tuesday jeopardized both the fight against the Islamic State terror group and the well-being of U.S. forces on the ground. A U.S. official on Wednesday said they got about an hour's notice before the strikes began. A spokesperson for Turkey's foreign ministry defended the airstrikes, which resumed on Wednesday, saying the U.S., the coalition, and Russia were all duly informed through both military and diplomatic channels. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump unveiled his tax overhaul plan Wednesday that aims to slash corporate taxes by more than 50%, but the plan had no specifics on how it will impact the average citizen. Trump proposed cutting the U.S. corporate tax rate, the highest among the world's industrialized nations, from 35 to 15%. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
The overall economic plan consists of massive tax cuts and tax reform, regulatory relief, and renegotiating trade deals. And with that, we will unlock the economic growth that's been held back for too long in this country.
The Trump administration, however, offered no immediate plan to pay for the tax cuts, which some independent economic analysts say that over the next decade could add $2 trillion to nearly $20 trillion in long-term debt the U.S. has already amassed. After reports that President Trump was considering an executive order to withdraw the United States from the North American Free Trade Agreement, the White House said Wednesday Trump agreed not to take such action after phone calls with leaders of Canada and Mexico. Since launching his bid for president, Trump has repeatedly criticized NAFTA, saying the agreement allowed many U.S. jobs to shift to Mexico. Many Mexican officials complain NAFTA has brought slow economic growth despite increased investment in factories and industry. Scientists have developed a compound that both cured and prevented malaria in animals. They say the experimental drug is even effective against strains of the mosquito-borne parasite. VOA's Jessica Berman has more on the story.
If the experimental drug is effective in humans, it could be a huge breakthrough in the treatment and prevention of malaria, a disease that strikes an estimated 200 million people each year. The parasitic illness is responsible for about 425,000 deaths annually, most of them children in sub-Saharan Africa. Scientists say the compound, called MMV-048, blocks the parasite across its multiple life stages, interrupting the infection cycle and potentially curing the disease in humans. Early clinical trials showed that the compound is safe in humans. The next stage of trials, to begin testing MMV-048's effectiveness in people actually infected with malaria, is slated to begin later this year. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.